views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Deborah Rothschild Show, developing a dynamic you. What makes a successful entrepreneur? Host Deborah Rothschild has a wealth of experience and insight delivered with humor and passion. Deborah lives by one adage: she develops human potential. Deborah Rothschild brings the secrets, she brings the experience, she reveals what aspiration, failure, and success have taught her to become. Redirect your perspective and see the new you who knows exactly where to go next and how to get there with The Deborah Rothschild Show, developing a dynamic you now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Deborah Rothschild with The Deborah Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And as you have been listening to my show over the last few weeks, I have been covering all types of topics, and we've delved into the direct sales network marketing. I believe in my heart, as a business coach and consultant to the industry and to entrepreneurs, that everyone needs that mailbox money. Because what if something happens to your job? You want something to be able to fall back on. I'm not alone on the show today. I have one of my most cherished clients. I've worked with this woman for almost 6 years. She came to the table in her industry being a virtual school teacher. Casey Frost, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. Casey and I have done, you know, thousands of conference calls together, and we've always giggled. We're just getting ready for radio. So here we are. But, you know, Casey has the average story, and that is, you started, you know, your career, you're an educated woman, you're a mom, you're a wife, you love animals, and you were working at home as a virtual school teacher. And so you had a friend share a product, right? This is like the common thread, how people become financially free, how they can join a community of love and grow as human beings and helping one another. Can you just quickly share your health benefits with what happened to you to snap your attention and make you stand up and take notice?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, like you said, you know, I heard of an incredible line of nutritional supplements from a great friend. I'd actually known her since our high school days, and we reconnected. She had an answer to a problem I was trying to find a solution for. I have 4 kiddos. The last 3 I had 18 and 20 months apart, and so I was looking for weight loss. I knew what to do. I'd been doing it on my own for a year, you know, exercising when I could. Like you said, I was teaching virtual school at the time, so I was in charge of 50 junior high students and their homeschooling parents, as well as my own 4, 3 of which were under the age of 4. And so I was trying to fit in exercise. I thought I was eating right. I'd lost 20 pounds. I was tired. I didn't, you know, I was cranky. I didn't have much patience. I was just getting through each day, to be quite honest. Hit that plateau after I lost 20 pounds and nothing was working. And I knew enough about nutritional supplementation to know that my body was telling me something. And I think that's really important. You know, people need to take time to listen to their body. Sometimes we just pass it off as, oh, I'm getting old, or, oh, I just had babies, or, you know, whatever it might be. But my body was trying to tell me something. And what I quickly realized after I started the program was putting good nutritional nutrition in my body, good things started to happen. Above and beyond weight loss, I did lose weight on the system. I lost 8 pounds in 8 days with our detox program. I lost 20 pounds in 2 months. What I did in a year on my own, I did in 2 months when I had proper nutritional support and a program to follow. But the way I felt was incredible. By day 3, I had more energy. I wasn't being so snappy. I had patience. I started to feel like the way I knew I was supposed to feel. But, you know, honestly, I'd forgotten that, because I think we get so used to not feeling good that we forget what it even feels like to feel good. And you just accept the new normal. But right away, I knew out of the gates I was going to continue taking the nutritional supplements. I knew my body had been missing vitamins, minerals, whatever it might have been. And these products were filling those gaps. And so here I am, 8 plus years later, still using the products. I've kept the weight off. I have the tools to not yo-yo like I used to. Don't get me wrong. You know, it was Halloween and I might have had a couple pieces of candy. That's, you know, that's life. But I have the tools to keep it in check. So, you know, that one cheat meal or that one cheat incident doesn't turn into, oh, heck, I'm just going to ruin the whole weekend and maybe I'll start on Monday, you know, and then the next Monday and the next Monday. And it's giving me the tools to keep it in check.
Correct. You know, you made a comment about, and I'll just paraphrase it, you know, when the body gets the right nutrition, the right form, then the body can make repairs. And I remember attending a conference, you know, 25 years ago, and I met a gentleman by the name of Dr. Ted Kalogris. He had a patented nutritional supplement, and he was the longest funded scientist of the World Health Organization. And this was 25 years ago, and he was emphatic and said that today in our society, and if we fast forward, look how much worse things have gotten, it is mandatory to supplement the diet with total balance, complete nutrition. And that's what, you know, that's what's happened to you. I use the products. I'm not a distributor, but I personally have lost weight, feel great, you know, and we're just doing our deal, being happy. But, you know, Casey, you are that quintessential gal in direct sales. And there's more, you know, more women today that are coming aboard because they want greater things for their family. They don't want to be tied up like a dog and chain and in a cubicle or working for a retailer. And they want that extra money coming to the household. And, you know, I think I've worked with you, you know, I think we're pushing like 6 years. I've worked with your upline. I've worked with a tremendous amount of, you know, the gals and, you know, guys below you. But did you ever think for a moment that, you know, all these years back when you were wanting to get off some baby weight and as you were working, you know, your virtual, being a virtual school teacher from your dining room table at home, did you ever think for a moment that the day would come that you would have amassed almost $3 million in earnings?
I would have told you were crazy. Flat out.
Just flat out crazy. Right.
Yes,
but and see, I think that's the beauty of the industry. And a few weeks ago, I interviewed a gentleman that owned a company. I met him many years ago as a consultant. And, you know, he said that, you know, several things have got to come together to, you know, make things work. But before I go on and give you those 3 points, you know, Casey can be reached at myultimateedge.com. That's My Ultimate Edge. And that's giving you the ultimate edge on your weight, your health. And, you know, what I love is the mailbox money part of it. But several things have to go into, you know, all the puzzle pieces have to come together. And today, you know, in America, we have nearly 4,000 companies and a lot of great companies, a lot of great products, a lot of great everything. And, you know, because I coach the top money earners from 23 different companies. And so a lot of companies have a lot of things in place. But what I love most about your company, as you've heard me say a million times over, is the fact that, you know, you've got a product that's so unique, nobody can ever come up with, and you've got award-winning products. Love that. The fact that the company has kept its nose clean with the Federal Trade Commission today, that's like a big thing. But yeah, the compensation plan is what, you know, I think has gotten my eyes bigger and bigger through the years, because they've just put more money in the distributor's pocket, as, by the way, it should have been, with a compensation plan that is so streamlined. So Casey, before I go on, would you share with everybody your contact phone number?
Absolutely. Like Deborah said, you can find all of my information at myultimateedge.com. My phone number is right there. 316-200-0209. Feel free to reach out with any questions you might have. I actually have on my webpage a place where you can request some samples. Like Deborah said, we have award-winning products, and you can try them before you buy them. We have a money-back guarantee on all of your orders as well, but I do have a sample program there. So yes, if you are interested, you can reach me at myultimateedge.com. All of my information is there.
Yippee yayo kaye. And Casey is she's a big animal girl. She's a rodeo girl. Her children are, you know, this woman is just like one of those wild women, you know, pulling these 40-foot horse trailers going down the interstate, like, everybody get out of your way, because she's coming through, and top-notch horses. And I call her the girl that was always looking for a stray cat to bring it home and to love on it. But I don't want anybody to hang up. We're going to come back to you. You're listening to The Deborah Show. Casey and I will be right back with you shortly.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Deborah Rothschild with The Deborah Show, and I'm interviewing Casey Frost out of Kansas. We're talking about developing a home-based business, creating that mailbox money, putting some time in. And by the way, it does take time. And, you know, I'm a coach. I've got 20-year history, you know, as a coach. But long before I had a coaching practice, I built two companies. I built two huge checks, made a couple $1 million in the industry, and learned along the way. So, Casey, you and I have been working, I think we're pushing 6 years, long enough for me to adopt her like a kid. She's she's 20 years younger. She's got youngsters. She's got high school kids. She's a rodeo mom. She's having fun. Came to the table in her industry being a virtual school teacher. And up in when I first met her, I didn't even know what that meant. So she was virtually, you know, on top of how many kids from homeschool?
My homeroom was 50 junior high students and their homeschooling parents.
Wow, times three then. So, you know, you were on top of, and I think probably that's one reason you have been great at building an organization. You know, you've got, you have a master's degree, and whatever you do, you don't send Casey something in writing because it's going to come back to you with circles around it in red or purple. I mean, she's
I am a language arts teacher by trade. Yes, ma'am.
I'm just glad that in our conversations and all of our years of coaching and conference calls, she didn't say this is where you need a period or a semicolon, because I would have flunked out for sure. But, you know, you came to the table, you got great results, and you have done just like I did, like so many people. You got results and you couldn't keep your mouth shut. And so you went and talked about this to friends. And, you know, Casey has nearly earned, you know, $3 million. She's running, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars with a volume in her organization, created many millionaires below her. And I had the privilege and the honor to help everyone get to the next level. But as you were growing your business, when you started out, can you just kind of touch for everybody your types of frustrations, the things that you encountered?
Absolutely. You know, when I started with this company and this program, I just wanted to lose baby weight. That was it. And I tell everybody that I found the products and the program, but the business opportunity found me. At the time, I didn't have any extra time to even think about another business. And what I've learned is I was looking at it all wrong. And you know, have learned the business model since then. But when I started to see results, it's human nature to want to tell your friends, your family, heck, even strangers, when you find something that you like, you want to share it. You watch a movie, you read a book, you make a, you know, a really good recipe. It's human nature to want to tell people those good things. The other side of that coin is it's human nature for people to compliment you and ask you about things when they see you succeeding. We've all heard it. Oh my gosh, you look great. What have you been doing? Have you lost weight? You know, those conversations. And that's what happened for me. And like Deborah said, I couldn't keep my mouth shut. It was too good not to share. And so I started talking about it. You know, there, I wasn't the expert at all. Like I said, I am trained to be a teacher. I went to school to teach language arts and, you know, get the red pen out and make sure your grammar's correct and your writing is all the way it's supposed to be. But what I found was there was a system in place not only to help me get healthy on this program, but there was a system in place to help me earn some money too. And I quickly realized that I could do it right where I was at. I was at that kitchen table teaching virtual school, and in the nooks and the crannies of being with my kids, my own kids, being with my virtual school students, answering emails, teaching lessons, whatever it might be, I was able to talk to people about what I'd found. And then that wonderful mailbox money that Deborah has been talking about started showing up. And in all honesty, I thought the first two checks were mistakes. And I called my friend and said, there's a mistake. They're sending me money. And that's when she asked me if I'd like to know a little bit more about how the business model works. And of course, who wouldn't?
Let me go back. And so when you initially started out, do you feel that it was easier then than it is today?
No.
Okay.
No, for many reasons. I feel like when I started, there were a few things that, you know, you asked me what were my hurdles and what things had, you know, I encountered. The first was I did not feel prepared because, like I said, I've been formally trained to be a school teacher, to be a teacher. I've never been formally trained in this area, this world of direct selling and network marketing. That's what brought me to Deborah, because I knew I wanted some knowledge for myself. I needed some business knowledge about how this industry works. I needed to build my belief, quite frankly, because a lot of people out there, when you say network marketing or direct sales, they kind of wrinkle their nose or they just walk away. And so I knew without a doubt that it was working. I knew that it was something that was a viable business opportunity. I just needed to learn more about it. And so that was my first hurdle, was I just needed some knowledge. And that's me. You know, I am a lifelong learner, and I needed that for my personal growth. The other piece to the puzzle, I think, that has changed a lot is when I started this company, it was in, you know, just the very, very beginning stages, and we didn't have a lot of the tools that we had or that we have now. The system has kind of evolved, and you know, it is turnkey now. And I love that because it's so duplicatable. Everybody can do the same thing that we have done and get that mailbox money. And they can do it right from their kitchen tables, or they can do it, you know, in the nooks and crannies of their days. I've got a lot of women and men on my team who work 9-to-5 jobs. They're making some phone calls over lunch. They're making some phone calls on their way home. You know, they're sending messages whenever they have downtime. It's something you can work in the nooks and crannies to get that extra mailbox money, for sure.
And you know, you working it in between everything that you're doing, I think, has been the one huge key to your dynamic success. And let me tell you the reason why. People are looking for the next silver bullet. You know, they're looking for the next gold coin that's rare that they can capitalize upon. However, you know, when people get on products and they join companies, you know, they have hopes and aspirations. But you know what really ought to come on the box, you know, their business kit when they sign up? And it's very simple. This takes time, period. Mm-hmm. It takes additional skills. And, you know, people's checks commensurate with their willingness to work on themselves, as I have seen you do through the years. And, you know, here you are all these years later. And I think, you know, the industry made me a lot of money. I probably would not be financially where I am today had it not been for everything that I went through and everything that I accomplished. But as I have been a coach these last 20 years and watching so many people, you know, that I have worked with, I work with some 3 months that, you know, they were not willing to put in the time, sacrifice some things, you know, and to dig in. And then I work with some that, you know, like my client, Marcia, I've worked with her since 1999. I couldn't get rid of her if I wanted to, you know? we're so interfaced that I know during the day at what time she's, you know, what she's doing. And, but it is a time investment, but it is the most rewarding time investment that I think anybody can make. And so, you know, people can throw a few $1,000 in the bank, or they can throw it into a stock fund, or they can invest here and there. And this is no different, except where you throw your money with your stockbroker is going to take a whole lot longer to grow than it will if you invest a little bit of money, a little bit of time into developing not just, you know, the direct sales end of it, but of course, you know, why people hire me is because I do have my head wrapped around, you know, the business model, and I know how to get into someone's center of influence and how to duplicate the effort so that everybody wins. And in today's life, I mean, we're just looking at everything around us, you know, who wants to sit in traffic going to work back and forth? Now, I mean, you know, when you sit in traffic, it's because you're pulling, you know, a bunch of horses and a bunch of kids, and, you know, you're sitting in Kansas City traffic, you know, you're heading to a rodeo. But your life today, young lady, is a whole lot different than it was, you know, when you and I started. You were doing things with your kids. You had horses because that was part of the tapestry in which, you know, you were brought up in. But as soon as we come back from our break, I'm going to brag about the dreams that have been able to come forth in your life because of mailbox money. You're listening to The Deborah Show, Transformation Talk Radio. Don't go far. We'll be right back with you.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Introducing The Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit The Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.sharonmartinmd.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Deborah Rothschild, The Deborah Show, Transformation Talk Radio. The show can be heard weekly Wednesday at 3 o'clock Pacific time. And if you're one of those people out there that you've built a business, you're not quite duplicating, your check's not where it was, and you want it to be, and you want to go forward like you're listening to Miss Casey here, I want you to call my office, 314-917-2709. I always take time to visit with someone to see if you're a fit, we're a fit for one another. You know, not everybody that calls about coaching is someone that I think that I can resonate with, or they can resonate with me. That doesn't make it good, doesn't make it bad, and it certainly doesn't make it ugly. It just makes it perfect for the new relationship coming on. And you can find me at DeborahRothschild.com. Love for you to go fill in my opt-in, sign up for 30 minutes of listening and talking with me and visiting. And Casey and I, we have built a relationship. We have our coaching time every Monday, but we tell everyone that we get together and we visit, don't we, Casey?
That's what I do. Yes, I do. I visit.
We visit. And, you know, I've got this forensic thing about me. I do a lot of forensic investigation into an organization, finding out where the weak links are, because your organization is only as strong as the weakest link. And to me, in our industry, it's imperative that everybody wins. And I understand not everybody is going to jump aboard into your organization and they're going to want to become multimillionaires like Casey. It's just, that's not who they are. But I think it's incredible if we could teach someone to, one, get all their products for free, right? They've earned enough money to underwrite the cost of that investment. And then if the home isn't paid for, let's earn the mortgage. Oh, let's pay for the cars. Oh, you got a kid in college. Let's pay for the kid in college. I mean, let's do these things, because in America today, and I mean, I say this, you know, we use the word freedom very liberally. It's thrown everywhere. No one wants any of their rights stolen. We want to live in freedom. But to me, it is, you are not free. And it's pretty dumb if you do not have that discretionary income flowing into your house, you know, via residual income. And by the way, I'm sure everybody's aware of this because you get your mail just like I do. You know, insurance, phone, all these things now, you know, those are residual bills. And so why not earn residual income to underwrite all of what it takes to live? So Casey, going back to you.
Mm-hmm.
So she's married, she's got kids, got dogs. She picks up stray cats. She's like me. We are the epitome of lover of animals. And so we love our critters. In fact, her father was a veterinarian. So she grew up, you know, loving critters. And she still has critters. I promise you. But there's a difference in her critters. There's a big difference. So she is a farmer herself, barrel racer. And she's got her children involved in the rodeo world. And, you know, and I don't know if any of you know anybody in the rodeo world. You know, you need to give Casey a call because she's really tapped into it. And that's myultimateedge.com. You know, horse people, dog people, we all got grit. I raised Doberman Pinschers. So we all got grit. We know what hard work is all about. But Casey's sitting back, you know, in lovingly remembering, you know, you were a referral. You came to me and said, help, I need help, I need help. And I remember, you know, your horses. I remember you didn't quite have the barn that you wanted. And you didn't exactly have your dream house that you wanted. And I have watched, and we hear these stories. You know, you go to conferences and people go on stage and they tell what's happened because it's a true story. You know, what happens when, you know, you're, let's see, let's put it this way. You make more now in a month than you ever did in a year. Bottom line,
yes,
right?
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
So, you know, when people have passion about something outside of a business world, you know, we typically take some of our funds and we funnel it. I've watched you and your great husband, Richard, build your dream home and pay cash. That tripped my trigger. But, you know, but as she's doing this, you know, the things that I've seen happen in her life is that your horse world has changed. And, you know, and I'm sure the day that, you know, when going to rodeos and you were pulling a smaller horse trailer, that you saw these big rigs and big trucks parked on the parking lot. Did you ever once look at them and go, wow, someday I'm going to have that?
As a teacher, I always knew the answer to that question, you know, if I was going to have that big trailer, and I knew the answer. We made do. I think you always do. But you are right. My kids' competitive level was at a very different place when I started. Of course, they were younger. But this has afforded me to be able to provide a lifestyle for my kids, that not every kiddo gets to experience. And I feel very blessed to be able to do that.
Yeah, I've watched the level of everything that you have done come up many notches. And, you know, I'm not trying to paint a picture here that, you know, Casey has, you know, earned all this money. She's worked very hard. I've worked very hard with her, you know, that, oh my God, she's got mailbox money. You know, she's throwing it to the wind. I am interviewing someone that's very similar to me. It's not that we're so tight. We're very frugal. And I remember some weeks ago, I get this text message, you never guess the deal of the day. I thought the deal of the day, I had to call her up. And I said, and she bought stock panels. She picked them up pennies on the dollar. And I thought, you go, girl. So you're very frugal, but you know, you have a gift that you are giving to your organization. And that is, if anybody can love the ugly, it's you. If you can stand in there with the ones that have probably been the most difficult in not mean or ugly, but people join organizations, you know, and I tell everybody, the larger your organization, the more issues you're going to have to deal with. Because, you know, there was a time, you know, way back when that you were just dealing, you know, with 25 people. And now, you know, there's 2,500 people that, you know, you communicate with. And you got that down to a science because you have brought great people aboard. And they did just what you did. They found people who found people who found people. And the thing that I like most about helping you, you know, build your check is that what is the percentage of return on the product line?
Well, I can tell you that we have a 94% success rate.
All right. So, you know, that's why there is such sustainability here. There's nothing any worse coming aboard in a company, and it happens all the time. You know, people are turned loose like wild horses, and then things don't work. And then you got returns. And I personally, I'm a woman that is allergic to returns. And when I built my second company, I was there, you know, 2 years, and I had almost a 98 percentile retention rate in my first 7 levels because I created the relationship, as Casey has with her group. I created the relationship because we work so very hard. We don't want people going away. So, you know, as a businesswoman, you know, I know that you're involved in, you know, Business Network International, you know, you're involved in the rodeo world. And then, of course, anybody that comes within 3 feet of you, you know, you're creating relationships with. But what do you think recently, let's just say in the last 6 months, what has been your number one frustration where you want to put your head through the wall?
My number one frustration recently has been, and you kind of alluded to it a little bit, you know, when you're within 3 feet of someone, we have potential clients everywhere. You know, everybody's looking for what we offer in products, and everyone should be looking for what we offer in on the finance side of it as well. My biggest frustration is, and I have fallen into this trap too, is we live in a heads down society. People are always looking at their phones. They're waiting to pick their kids up, and they're all standing beside each other outside of school, but they're all looking down at their phones. You're waiting in the grocery line. Everybody's looking at their phones. And, you know, I am a people person by nature. I will never deny that. I love to meet people and hear their stories. And so I would say the biggest frustration for me over the last 6 months has been we all get so busy and so wrapped up in the craziness that we call our lives that we don't stop to enjoy it.
Right.
And that means looking up, listening to people, talking to people. I don't care if they join my business or need my product or want my product. They all need them. Everybody. I don't care if you're, you know, have 5 pounds to lose or 105 pounds. It's more than that. It's healthy nutrition. Everybody needs that in their lives. But it's us realizing that you don't get that time back to look up and make friends. And I think I've been very frustrated with myself as well, because we get sucked into that, just that same mundane routine. Look up. That's well, what,
you know,
I've
what
been
I'm
really
gonna
focusing on.
I'm gonna play on that. We're gonna take a short break. Don't leave us. We'll be right back. And I'm gonna give some coaching tips on what to do with that scenario. I'm Deborah Rothschild. I'll be right back with you.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Join us, Tina and Laura, on the Ghost Helper Show, where the paranormal is more normal than you think. We break down the doors of the scary and the airy fairy in a logical, scientific approach. As psychics who once led ordinary lives until paranormal events reshaped our world. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and Facebook Live. We prove that the paranormal is more normal than most people think.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Deborah Rothschild with The Deborah Show, and we've been talking about network marketing, direct sales. I've been interviewing Casey Frost with My Ultimate Edge out of Kansas, and we're talking about an issue that just recently she has been frustrated with because, you know, we're network marketers, we're relationship marketers. And, you know, I had taught her and she operates with the 3-foot rule, but what are you going to do if everybody's glued in their telephone? Sitting, she said what she was just talking about, sitting at school, moms are waiting to pick up their kids, got their phone, their nose in their phone, and people are standing in the grocery line. I'm like, I've never done that. I may be on my phone waiting for someone out, but I've never been in the grocery store line. And I'll tell you the reason why. And this is going to be a twofold deal. We're going to talk about what you can do to break that ice. And number two, the safety of reason why people need to become more aware of their surroundings. And, you know, the longer you're staring at your phone, the more you're sucked into it. Right, Casey? Would you agree with me?
I completely agree. Yep.
And I think in today's society, because we don't live in the world that we did when we were children, you know, and I'm a baby boomer. Things are radically different out there in the world. And, you know, my goal is to be consciously aware of my surroundings at all times. And so if you're glued with your face in the phone, you're going to miss something. So with saying that, Casey, let's put this on a business side. And that is, we always want to find a common denominator, you know, if you're in a department store, Casey's children are heavily involved in sports. So she's always, you know, coaching someone to do something. And it's a matter of, I think people need to take time to meet new friends. And I have no problem, and I know you no longer have a problem saying hello to someone, even if their head's buried. And I think right. People are, and you know, she made this comment to me about 90, 120 days ago on one of our coaching calls about, have you noticed that even walking through the mall, people are not looking at people, they're looking down. So I don't know if people are if they're living in more fear or if they're just so boggled down by the weight of the world that they're in self-concentration. And so if you saw me walking through the mall, Casey, with my head down, and you really wanted to meet me because I look good, I dress sharp, what would be an opener? What would you say to me?
I would compliment you on something that you were wearing or your purse. You know, that's, again, that's twofold. Everybody loves to be complimented, and it's an icebreaker, you know, and I might just say, oh my gosh, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I love your shoes. Where did you find those? Or, you know, I love your purse. Where did you get that? That's a really easy way to break the ice anywhere, anytime, is with a compliment and a sincere one. It can't be, you know, just something that they are going to feel that you're not being sincere about. But a sincere Exactly. compliment will always break the ice.
And, you know, and quite frankly, I think people need to be walking around with a big fat smile on their face, a beautiful smile Yes. on their face, just because, you know, you're grateful to have a life and you're going forward no matter what you're doing or who you're doing it with. And people need to see a smile. Maybe it's just that one smile, that one compliment that could change their entire day. We live in a overfed, undernourished, exhausted, stressed society. And what we all need is a little bit more love and support. And if any of you out there that have been listening to the show, I hope you've enjoyed our giggles. If you have, you know, Casey's a giggler. If you are really looking for a product that can peel the weight off, keep it off. Number two, if you're looking for a business opportunity, and there are a dime a dozen and great ones out there. But I think what separates this particular show from the rest of them is that I know the integrity of Casey Frost. I know what she does for her organization. And she loves her organization so much that she hired a professional trainer and coach for me to work one-on-one with people. Because we, together as a team, and I'm just a surrogate upline, I'm an extra pair of hands that have come along her side, we want people to win. There's nothing any more heartbreaking to me, and I know Casey has met people just like that, that have been in 12 different companies, and for whatever the reason, it didn't work. Sometimes it's what they see in the mirror that didn't work. But many times people are brought aboard and then they're tossed out like they're happy to have you, but then you kind of like fall out of the trunk of the car as carnage on the side of the road. And that, to me, that's a heartbreaker. And so if any of you are looking for that business opportunity where you're going to get the best of the best and a compensation plan that pays more than most, then I want you to run Casey down at My Ultimate Edge. And your phone number again, Casey, is?
316-200-0209. And everything is at myultimateedge.com. So if you forget the number or you can't write it down, you just go to myultimateedge.com and it's all there.
Perfect. And so she has a sample program when most people don't even do that. And so, you know, my tip that I'm going to leave with you today is, be aware of your surroundings, number one. Number two, believe in yourself. Remember, you will become all that you think that you are. And if someone hasn't told you today that you're the best, you're the greatest, and personally, I think everybody is irreplaceable. And today's a new day, and we can all learn new things going forward. We live in it. We still live in America. Our flag is flying. And we have it made compared to other countries, and we are blessed. And so, Casey, I want to thank you for taking your time from your busy schedule, joining me here. And for those of you that have been frustrated with building your business, you have not duplicated, you need that surrogate upline to come along your side. I want you to give me a call so we can visit. My number is 314-917-2709. You can find me at DeborahRothschild.com. I would love to sit and visit with you. So I want you to enjoy the rest of your day. Remember, you're worth the very best, and be good to yourself. And thanks for listening. I'm Deborah Rothschild. Talk to you soon.
Developing a dynamic you. Continue to grow with us next time as Deborah guides listeners through the roadmap of personal and professional victory. Each day you reach for your dream, it reaches for you too. Be sure to catch the next episode for valuable insights from a coach who dreams big, just like you. Are you getting started on your dreams? What are you waiting for? The competition doesn't wait for you to catch up. To learn more about Debra, visit thedebrashow.com. That's the DEBRA show.com.